You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
A Delhi court extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till 20th May in the money laundering case linked to the now-scrapped excise policy. Kejriwal was produced before the court via video conferencing on the expiry of his custody granted earlier. The order coincided with the hearing in the Supreme Court on Kejriwal's challenge to his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the liquor policy case. Former Congress leader Radhika Khera and Bollywood actor Shekhar Suman joined the Bharatiya Janata Party at the party headquarters in New Delhi amid the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Both Radhika Khera and Shekhar Suman joined the BJP in the presence of senior leaders, including party's National General Secretary Vinod Tavde and National Media Department in charge Anil Baluni. The Mumbai crime branch made its fifth arrest in the case regarding firing at Bollywood actor Salman Khan's residence in Bandra. The fifth accused in the case was arrested by the cops from Rajasthan and has been identified as Mohammad Chaudhary, reported Annie. Bollywood actor Alia Bhatt had a Desi Girl moment on the red carpet of the Met Gala 2024 in a timeless mint green Sabyasachi sari adorned with a long dramatic trail. She not only turned heads at the iconic stairs of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York but sent her fans into a tizzy. In sync with this year's Met Gala theme, Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion, Alia's outfit was meticulously chosen to resonate with the theme. The intricately crafted sari featured delicate embroidery and precious gemstones, creating a mesmerizing ensemble that captured everyone's attention. Vladimir Putin took oath for a new term of 6 years as the president of Russia on Tuesday. He took oath for a record fifth presidential term at an inauguration ceremony held in the Kremlin. Constitutional Court Chairman Valery Zorkin announced that Putin has formally taken office as Russian president for another six-year term, TASS reported.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.